Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Amaya Bade. I have my co-hosts on the line. Ron and Dre are here. What's up, good old Black Oak?
All right. Who lost their dog? You sound like you lost your dog. What's going on?
I'm tired.
Well, you better wake the fuck up, nigga. I've been with these hard-headed ass chilling all fucking day. Fuck that. You tired, nigga. On my day off, hard-headed chilling, that ain't even mine. Mm-mm, nigga. Find some energy.
Okay, I'll find some energy. I promise. I will.
Find some energy, nigga.
Keisha Taylor was not feeling well tonight, so she has the night out. So yeah, I'm gonna find something with you.
Thank you. Because I'm saying, nigga, because I'm about to, nigga, these fucking chill, nigga.
Oh man, okay. Don't, Pamela, please don't hurt him.
You stupid.
Please don't. Hurt
you stupid.
Pamela, please don't hurt him. So tonight we drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate things. We are.
Like, fuck them kids.
Yeah, really. That's how we feel about life. I have some kids. They're not mine. So, yep. Yep. They're not mine. So tonight we're talking about getting to know someone. So all the single, well, kind of single folks are here. But I'm laughing. So that's what we're talking about today. Getting to know somebody, getting to know process. What are the questions that you're asking when you're getting to know someone? And how soon is too soon for you to be sending nude pictures? And should you give them a warning? Like, yeah, that's where we at with it. So yeah,
I got a question I want to ask y'all too about that.
Okay, we can talk about it. We can definitely talk about it. Why? It's on my finger. So, yeah, that's what we got with it tonight. Here's where it came from, right? So, if y'all know me well enough to know that I don't really like getting to know new people.
You ain't like me when
you know
I was
what?
New, nigga.
Yeah. God, I don't really like to get to know new people. I don't. And so, I gave my phone number to somebody, right? So, what I go and do that for? Most why I go do that. I'm trying to open this thing I'm trying to eat, but wait a minute. Give me a second.
It sounds like you're playing Pac-Man, but instead of pellets, it's eating potato chips.
It's not even potato chips. Something I'm trying to open. And I can't open it for whatever
reason. That's what it sounds like, right?
Right.
I can't open it. I don't know what's going on. I'm struggling. Okay, I got it. Okay, I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself.
Because I was struggling. So, you know, in the process, like, you're getting to know them, like, do you have kids? How many kids do you have? How old are your kids? You know, the what do you look for in a relationship?
Why don't you have custody of your kids?
You know, things like that. You know, you're getting to know them.
Why you gotta go to court for the 15th about your kids?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is the situation between you and your baby mama? Does she got a current boyfriend? Like, you know, stuff like that. And so I'm sitting.
So that tattoo that says William on your butt, is he still in your life?
So,
these are the questions you need to
Big
ask.
Willie?
Big Willie. Sweet Big Willie.
You know what I'm saying? What did you use to call this young man? Because I need to know if he's still in your life or not.
I need to know if this name in cursive on your buttock is still a threat.
So listen. So, story about a tattoo, right? So, hanging with a dude, like, okay, like, we've been friends for a long time, so we're just laying there talking, and, have you ever had somebody tattoo their name, on their body because of you? He was like, yeah. I was like, word? He was like, yeah. I was like, well, tell me all about it. He was like, yeah, she had my name tattooed at the top of her butt. I was like, I know what you do for her to tattoo her name near her butt. He was like, I don't know. Just one day it was there. And I was like, what? I was like, sir. So are you still in contact with said woman? He was like, yeah, well, sometimes when I go home, because then we went to college together, when I go home, you know, she might find out I'm there, she might call. I was like, word, she still got your number after all these years? Wait a minute, she got your new number? Word, from college, you woo. And so you mean to tell me she got your new number? So I was, yeah, so you got a local number, it ain't from where you from. So he was like, well, I mean, we did stay on that for a while afterwards, but I was like, oh, your name is tattooed on her ass. He was like, yeah. I was like, well, I ain't going to let you do none of that stuff that you did, because I refuse to tattoo your name on my ass. I refuse. Don't do none of that to me. I don't want you to feel like you obligated to do any of that to me. Don't do nothing, because I don't want to be crazy and do some dumb shit like that. And I always joke when I do talk to him. I'm like, what you gonna do to that? Do your name on my ass. All right, I'm a jerk.
You are.
I'm a jerk. I don't care. It is what it is. But
you asked him, and so in the need to know what Fry says about it all. What is your process, meaning? Like, how far do you think the questioning should go?
So now, that all is dependent, in my humble opinion, on your intent with this person.
Mm-hmm.
So, if my intention is to get some pussy and keep it pushing, I don't give a fuck about nothing except for what it smell like.
Mm.
All right. Now, if my intent is to get to know you more, then I need to know about your relationship with your children. I need to know about your relationship with your parents. I know what I'm saying? All of that says a lot about you. Where you work, how long you've been working there, says something about you. You know, things like that, just in regular conversation, is going to let you know about somebody, you know what I'm saying, their education, their whether or not they go to church. All of these things, not individually, they mean nothing, but collectively, they tell a picture, they tell the story of a person's life, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, things like that is definitely. Now, what I want to know is how soon is it, or when do you pull the I'm just joking card? What do I mean by that? Tell somebody, like you get to know somebody and be like, yeah, well, you know, I like, you know what I'm saying, having sex in bird costumes. Like, huh? I was just joking. You know what I mean?
You
tell somebody something about yourself that
you
think that they're going to go for. You know what I'm saying? And then they don't respond the way that you think they're going to respond. You hit them with the, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I don't really like having sex and all the time in bird costumes all the time. Because, you know, you hit people with that sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, in some instances, like, I don't know, it could be whatever it is, but you, like, admitting yourself or telling somebody something about yourself that's like your inner self, and they don't necessarily respond to it, you know what I mean, the way you think they're going to respond.
Mm-hmm.
Like, matter, here go a perfect one. I was talking to this young lady just a minute ago, and I said, well, so what are your thoughts about polygamy? And she's like,
mm-hmm.
Well, I can't deal with nobody who couldn't, know what I'm saying, blah, 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 and went on her long spiel about, you know what I'm saying, how bad it was, and this, that, and the third. And I was like, damn, well, maybe I shouldn't even say nothing to her. Then she hit me with this. So what do you think about it? I said, well, I don't like it. Mm-mm, I'm a one-woman man. I was just asking a question. I'm just having a conversation with you.
I just joking.
No,
you weren't joking. That's not one of those things, like, you seem like I'm just joking. I was like, I just want to see what your conversation was like. How will it make you feel? I do that so that I can be like, you know what, I know what conversations I can and can't have with you.
Right.
So it's not necessarily would have been like, I was joking, because clearly I wasn't joking.
Right, but you know that that's something maybe you may not want to communicate to that person at this stage.
No, you're not going to communicate that to them. I'm just saying that I need to put my work tablet on the charger. Sorry, almost forgot. Jesus Christ.
What Jesus got to do with electronics?
So listen, so here's the thing. If I don't put my thing on the charger, my work tablet ain't going to be ready for work in the morning.
Girl, fuck that job.
Jesus Christ, I can't be like, fuck that job, because I like my job.
No, if I can say fuck them kids, I can say fuck that job.
It's not my job. I like my job. You just don't like my kids.
Those ain't my kids, but this is my job.
But just like, you know, like if you're having a conversation and you're like, okay, just like the polygamy conversation, you say, you know what, I don't mind having an extra in my relationship, right? I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? And that person might be like, well, I don't feel like you should be able to have an extra in your relationship. You're like, oh, okay, well, all right. You know, and it's not necessarily, but no,
nice
that
life.
I can't have a, I'm like, hey, okay.
Well, it's either you don't like it or you're not going to like it. I mean, I don't care.
Bye.
I mean, basically.
No. So, yeah, you can't be like, you know, but, so let's, okay, so you're getting to know the person, right? And you're just kind of filling them out, per se. And let's say you're having a conversation. Okay, you meet them on the internet. They're going through your pictures. They send some pictures. They're like, oh, this is what we do? Okay, those are really nice pictures. I wonder why I've seen all the pictures yet. Okay, well, you're not going to see all those pictures. I might show you one or two, but showing those one or two pictures, does that warrant an unsolicited full body nude pic? No. So here's what happens.
So I don't know what warrants, you know what I'm saying, a full body dick pic besides the request for said full body dick pic. Like if she didn't ask for that shit.
She didn't ask you for it, right?
And then from what I hear, and I could be wrong, the pics that be sent be big belly, ashy dick, out of focus pictures.
Well, necessarily it wasn't, but I was like, yo, so what prompted you to do that? So I said, what my text message said was, oh, so we doing full news? Oh, okay. That's all I said. I didn't say, you know, that nice look that, you know, nothing, because, you know, I hold the whole policy when it comes to full nude pictures. If you ain't touched it or whatever in person,
right,
you shan't have a picture of it. No, I don't care what you're working with. I don't care about none of that. If I'm getting to know you and I'm trying to get you to know you outside of a sexual aspect, I don't care about none of that right now. I don't care. But what that leads me to believe is that that's all you want. Am I wrong in thinking
right
that?
No. Or I'm leading with my best attribute. And if my dick is my best attribute, then I got issues.
You got issues. Because that ain't the bee's knees. That ain't. No. Can you have a conversation with men? But trying to say, well, we grown. We can talk about it. I get we grown. I get it. But we ain't reached that level of comfortable to be able to get there.
Well, obviously, he has.
I ain't.
You talking about we? Ain't no we thing, nigga.
I'm the only person. Like, yeah, you the only person in this. Cause guess what? I ain't doing. I ain't there. I ain't doing this with you. Cause who to say
Sir, we are not at that level to be sending these pictures. She be like, but everybody else is comfortable with it. Sir, who is everybody?
Who is everybody else? Like, who else should not send this weenie picture to?
And why was you at a photo shoot taking pictures of your... Oh, I don't think that you could act that way. Anyway.
What? I cannot remember what.
Maybe he's seen one of those freaky posts you be posting, and then he was like, you know what?
You see what I'm
saying?
I'm
gonna go out on a bang.
Let's say that. But if you just recently was added here, that means you haven't seen those, because I haven't done any of those posts in a long time.
Oh, niggas be going
that's
back.
What
have I missed?
He probably been bam nosy and scrambling through that motherfucker. I was like, oh, she on that shit. You know what? Bam, there it is. Ash
now.
You know, niggas. You know niggas don't give a fuck about man being putting on lotion. We don't give a fuck about no camera angles. Only y'all take perfect pictures. You know that. Because y'all be like, you know what? I can't send them that picture. The lighting wouldn't be good. I'm going to send them this one. Nah, I can't send them that one. I wouldn't toot it up a little enough. Nah, I can't send that. And you know you got to take 20 pictures before you get the right one. So he was just like, fuck it. Ashy and all. Fat, black, and ashy. He was on his big
now,
phone.
Now, Dre, I'm with you, but we all know them chicks that be taking them pictures of themselves showing whatever they be showing, and they got the pile of laundry clothes in the back, you know what I'm saying, Subway, you know what I'm saying, half-eating sandwich on the dresser, you know what I mean? Like, they be having all kind of shit in the back, maybe like the fucking Where's Waldo fucking cartoons and shit, you looking for little fucking...
This helper posted one the other day in that new group I'm in. Thick BBWs or some shit. Man, I swear to God. It's like she had all
wait,
types
wait,
of
wait,
shit.
Wait, no. We're not passing that. Mm-mm. You're not passing by that.
What, mm-mm. Thick BBW?
Kitty, you want to get this or you want me to get this?
Wait a minute. So what was the group? What was?
Thick BBW. Somebody added me to the group. I've been enjoying myself.
Six feet BBWs.
No!
Okay, Kitty, how tall is Dre?
Dre might be 5'7", 5'8".
And did he say 6 feet BBWs?
No, what? he said thick. I think he said thick BBW.
Oh, I think he said
now,
6 feet BBW. I'm like, this nigga got big Amazon bitches on his mind.
I done had one before. I ain't even going to front, brother. I done had me a tall one. And that shit was like a playground.
Okay.
Yo, why I hear a smile on this nigga face?
Hey, and I'm grinning like a motherfucker, too. I'm trying to tell you.
Ew. But sometimes it ain't thick, they fat. I'm sorry.
You stupid.
Yeah. See, the one that posted that picture today, she was fat. But this bitch had the nerve to like cock her leg on a dresser. Man, the dresser had like the top part of the dresser was peeling up. You know how the damn batter the wood be.
I'm done.
When your dress is old as hell, and
that ain't wood.
Butt.
That's not wood. That is
that shit. Whatever the upholstery or whatever on top was rolling the fuck up, and I was like, oh my god, And then she had all her lotions. All her lotions was on the dresser. The damn, she, the mirror was dirty as a motherfucker.
She had all her what on the dresser, Jay?
All the lotions.
Oh shit, she done bought four and got the fifth free more than four times.
I'm trying to tell you, boy, that man, listen, that shit was funny as hell. I was like, damn, and then she just knew she was gonna get like a bunch of reviews, man. Them fuckers were clowning the shit out of her. And then she was like, why all the other girls get all the love? Bitch, they didn't post all of you. They didn't post like they was in the junkyard. You did.
Yeah.
Nigga said she wasn't a stallion. It was Megan the Pterodactyl. Big bitch.
I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm like, damn. Your bitch might have got a little good review. You wouldn't have been living in the junkyard like you've been on the episode of Family Friends. That shit was
tough.
Her wig was crooked.
I'm done. And she had a wig on?
Yep. And it was crooked.
But can we, as a person, as people on the internet, right, and we see stuff like that, can we not ignore that sometimes? Because why is it that people have to go so hard on folks and be like, you know, you ain't need to do it, this, that, and the third. You see the negative in it instead of the positive that she was trying to do. But, like, what in the world? Oh, man. I'm just saying. Sometimes it's okay not to say nothing and be like, you know what, she just shouldn't have posted that. Let me go on about my business for the day.
I think what really got her was why they were really fucking with her, because she be talking shit, and she be bagging on a lot of chicks and that motherfucker, and she fucked around and posted the wrong picture that day. They went all the way in on
her. All right, so let me ask you this question. When you getting to know somebody and they ask you something that's a touchy situation, how do you approach that? Do you answer honestly? Do you lie? Do you tell them none of their business? I don't want to talk about how do y'all proceed about that?
I would be uncomfortable with the whole nude picture thing. I was like, you know, look, listen, right now, that is definitely not a conversation I would like to have because I'm still trying to get to know you. At some point, we can have that conversation and we can revisit it later. But right now, we're just not going to do it.
I ain't going to say shit, but me and that's the only one that'll throw a damn nude on your ass out of nowhere and you ain't ask for it.
I know.
There's been plenty of days. I didn't open up my inbox and had some motherfucking meatloaf laying up in that motherfucker like, damn, that place is wow, what the fuck? I ain't asked for this shit.
This nigga said meatloaf in the inbox.
I did not hear that part, and I'm thankful. I just heard the part where it's worn out. Thank God. But you did. Why did you have to repeat that? Because I was okay in life without hearing that.
Now, my question is, if it was as bad as he make it sound, did it have barbecue sauce on it, or was it just ketchup on it?
Man, that shit wasn't even pink. That motherfucker was bruised like a bruised up apple.
Ain't had no tomato paste on it or nothing. It was just regular brown. Meatloaf, nigga.
Like she had been fucking. The way that motherfucker looked like she had been fucking all her life.
Right.
Right.
I just can't.
I'm just saying.
But
but don't nobody want no un- just across the board, nobody wants an unsolicited pic. Then you be like, why are we here? Why are we here so soon? You know what I'm saying? Like, my, like, and you can talk me to death about some stuff, but your weenie ain't gonna do it. Ain't your weenie?
You stupid?
No,
your wee wee around
no,
wee wee?
That's your weenie. What do y'all be deciding to do? Especially, like, I don't get excited about something that I haven't touched or felt. She don't jump for that. She jump for shit she know. You know what I'm saying? She just doesn't. Maybe I'm weird like that. Maybe there's other women out here in the world that's made just like me. But you just out here showing your weenie randomly. Don't do that. Stop. Don't do that. And then when, because of certain things about you, I try to hold you at a higher respect, and then you shoot me that, like, really? Really? Okay, so my respect for you.
That's the first mistake you made. Who the fuck told you I wanted respect? You want that monkey. You a fuck about your respect, nigga? You see that meatloaf picture that last bitch sent me? I want to see that. Where's your meatloaf? I want your respect.
I don't have meatloaf. I don't have no meatloaf. I have a hot pocket or something.
You ain't got no meatloaf?
You got a bun or something. I don't know.
I got a nice onion, oven roasted turkey, but I ain't got no fucking meatloaf. Oh shit. She's like, excuse me, sir, I do not have any ground beef in my fucking britches.
In my pants. In my britches. I don't have none of that in my britches.
Oh shit.
I might got some cake or something in my
britches.
That's
why I can't fuck with y'all.
I've been doing it.
I beg your pardon. This shit is non-GMO.
What do you say? This is completely organic.
Yo, why you wait till I took a sip of beer before you said that dumb shit? I almost spit my beer out on my blunt. What the fuck? I almost fucked up two highs in one joke. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Damn!
I can't. You're dumb. I cannot. You're dumb. Don't ever drink. You shouldn't. That, you have not learned yet. You shouldn't really be drinking much. And you can drink, but drink when, like, you talking. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't never know what you want to do.
How the fuck I'm going to drink and talk at the same time? What the fuck kind of amphibian is you, nigga? You fucking taking in fucking beverages and talking at the same time? Kind of fucking wizardry is this, you fucking witch? The fuck is going on with you? Oh, shit. She was like, yeah, just go to work and sleep at the same time. Like, what the fuck is she talking about? Nigga said, drink while you talking. What the fucking mouth you got, nigga?
What? But I'm talking about, like, you know, you're talking to whatever, you take a break for a second and you take a sip of your drink and then you continue talking. Not what? You know what I mean? I'm so sick of you. I'm going to tell you, like I told my friend, I don't know why I talk to you, but for whatever reason, I talk to you way too often, and I'll be sick of you. I'll be sick of you. So I'll be sick of you now. I got tears in my eyes because you're dumb.
Yo, sidebar, I think I'm going to my first go-go tonight.
Like a first go-go party?
Yeah, they got a go-go band out here. It's my man, Busty. And they having
okay,
a go-go
no,
party out
yourself.
Here. I've never been to a fucking, I think it's Rare Essence or Junkyard.
Yes, go. Enjoy yourself. Isn't that like
that's
a small
what I was like, I ain't never been to one. It's only like $25 to get into. I figured it'd be some real expensive shit because it's just, you know what I'm saying, opening back up.
But I think I want to say, okay, so is it in Maryland, D.C.? Where is it at?
No, it's in Virginia.
Virginia. Okay, so it's not the same club I was supposed to go to. Okay. Go. Have a good time. Dance. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go. You know what I'm saying? Go again.
I agree.
Because I was supposed to go to the beach this weekend. But,
oh, okay.
You know, that ain't pan out.
Oh, okay. Must have been some whole shit.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain all fucking weekend. How the fuck am I going to go? I don't know if I'm going to go to the beach.
You know what? That's what somebody else texted me earlier. Just like, hey, it's supposed to rain all day tomorrow. But I was like, yo, I'll come by and drop this stuff off tomorrow. And they're like, it's supposed to rain tomorrow. Well, so what that got to do with me dropping some shit off at your house?
Right, dropping shit off of my see, you know, sometimes in the rain, motherfucker be having them feelings, and then maybe they don't want to have one of them feelings.
Me,
you know what I'm saying, fuck
it
around.
It be me.
They fuck around and have some mashed potatoes for your fucking meatloaf.
How about you have some weenie for my bun? How about that?
This nigga's stupid. She said, "No, sir, it's gonna be another beef product."
It's gonna be a beef sausage for this bun.
Stupid, how about a weenie for my bun? That shit was so corny.
Shut up. So was that meatloaf for my potatoes or whatever that shit was.
It was. And the nigga, I told y'all, listen, why the fuck do you think I could diagnose your shit as corny? I say enough corny shit. I know corny shit when I hear it.
Okay, so you're getting to know somebody, right? How do you determine, like, you know what, this is going to be a cool person, or, like, this motherfucker is corny as hell?
So, cool or corny, you're going to get right away. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get that right away. You know, when I say right away, I mean in the first half hour. You know what I'm saying? You go get that. What you're not going to necessarily get right away is dick. You know what I'm saying? Or for a dude. Or for females. What you're not going to get away is clean. You know what I'm saying? You may not get that right away. And I think a dude being a dick is like almost the equivalent of a female being clean. That's that's what dudes don't want, no bitch being clean. And you know what I'm saying? Females don't want no jerk. You know what I mean? So that stuff right there, you're not going to be able to tell that necessarily until like the fifth, sixth time you're around them. You know what I mean?
Mm. Okay.
Like, certain shit, you just got to see them. Like, all right, last time I was talking to this motherfucker, he said ABC, whoop-de-whoop. All right, I'm with this nigga again. The nigga said it again. All right, nigga, it's the fourth time here, and you going to keep telling me the same shit? All right, you're a dick. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm just saying. Okay. But, yeah, so, I mean, certain things like that, you just got to. You got to spend that time with that person to find out. But, I mean, you know, certain questions you ask them up front, you ask them certain things, but certain shit you just got to recognize it when you see it in the moment. And then here go the important part. You ready for this? Then don't make excuses for it once you see it. Once
like,
you see that shit, it is what
don't
it is. Yup, it just is. Don't be like, but... All the other chicks I know that had a fat ass that shot they boyfriend, it was for a reason. No, nigga, the bitch
which
shot
one's
a man.
Suit is this? Oh, I'm taking this one suit with me. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I apologize.
I mean, you know motherfuckers is quick to find a reason to, you know what I'm saying, downplay somebody's crazy shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
He only beat his last baby mother because she ain't know how to make big macaroni and cheese. He ain't really like that.
And she don't know how to make meatloaf.
The bitch had turkey meatloaf. The shit was all dried out. So he popped upside the fucking forehead.
So far he popped in my face a couple of times. All the time.
Oh, we ain't shit. This is not funny. This is not stuff that we should be laughing about and joking about.
It's not funny. It's not funny. Domestic violence is never funny.
No. It is funny, but it's not stuff that we should be laughing about and joking about.
I try to be a good person.
Oh, no, this shit is funny.
I don't think it won't let me be a good person. Well, not let me be a good person.
Yo, this nigga Dre said that the bitch had on what you said, Dre, about her fucking eyebrows, her eyelashes.
Her wig was on crooked.
Oh, you talking about the cockeyed girl? Yeah, she was at work the other day, right? And she had the nerve to have on these big ass eyelashes, like she could barely see with the motherfuckers on. But then the bitch opened her eyes, she actually stretched her eyes. She was cockeyed as fuck. Both eyes was crossed. I was like, how the fuck you gonna put on damn fake lashes and your eyes is crossed? You can barely see as it is. She walked around with her head tilted, the bitch trying to see shit. That shit was crazy as hell.
Shouldn't talk about people who have disabilities.
I'm just saying.
I'm like, this nigga Dre is officially top 10 sick niggas that I know. Because this nigga always got some shit.
Always. I was telling somebody that the other day. They were like, you ever talk to somebody who always got a story?
That'd be me. I got one today. Okay, check this out.
Wait. Before your story, I have a question for you, sir. When you was getting in those stud day, like, what was those conversations like?
Yeah, that is a good question.
I thought that she was playing. You know, you can't take no fucking no gay chick serious. So I'm like, man, whatever. And then she just kept coming with it, and I was like, okay, this bitch is for real. Like, and then it was sort of like, it was weird because I'm like, first of all, that day we went to lunch. And the bitch, she dug in her pocket to get the money out. The bitch got a dick punch. I was like, what you doing? She's like, oh, yeah, I wear my strap. But you flirting with me. I'm like, no. That's gay.
What? Huh? I'm confused. So you mean to tell me? We're gonna rewind this part back just a little bit. So you mean tell me she was walking around with her stuff attached to her like she really a boy and she got to put hers on every day?
Hey, I swear to God, Jay, it's a bunch of them motherfuckers do that shit. Like when I was
ma'am,
at Boston.
Young ma'am.
Day party. At the day party, there was two chicks in there. They stood. They had them tank tops and them bitches had dick prints. And then those girls right,
I'm
like,
sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry, Dre. I apologize. I know I had no fucking... Iman, did you say young ma'am?
Yeah.
Did you just say young ma'am? Is that what you said, Iman?
Yep.
Yo, I'm fucking done with you, nigga. I was like, did you say young man? She said, no, I specifically heard ma'am. Like, this nigga, like, she confused me with this bitch confusion. Like, the third day confusion made the mods confuse me. I was confused.
Young ma'am, yes, I accept my favorite.
Yeah, that's the new thing now. They walk around. And then, you know, they got the thing for the studs when they get pissed, they look like a dude. So, this is a light film when she ain't little. She a tall gay chick. And she was coming to Boston. She got dreads and shit. She got all the tattoos. She looked like a nigga. But when she wear her shirt, she has the tank top on, she got a real big ass fat titty. So, we put the corner. The other day, we chilling. Me and one of the owners, me and Thurman. This bitch is in the man's bathroom, pissing up a storm. Standing the fuck up. She had the little thing where they could stand up and piss. And I was like, you're going too far, man. You got out of like little boy on damn shots. Come on, Mouse. You're going too far.
Doing the most, doing too much. And then, cause, and then, but they still girls because they bleed every month. If y'all don't go sit down somewhere.
Exactly.
Again, young ma'am, you need to go sit down somewhere. You are a girl pretending to be a boy.
Check this out.
And who taught you
check
to keep staying peed up?
It's a stud that works with us in the nail. She got a hot from her homeboy, Mike, right? She said, she be telling Mike, not her girlfriend, be arguing so much. She man, that bitch, man, she get on my nerves so much. I would want to suck dick. And she was with Mike. She's like, I might try to get Mike was like, I ain't down with that gay shit. And I was like, nigga, what the fuck
that's
gonna happen? He was like, man, he's like, I'm gonna beat her up. I was like, girl, she's gonna beat her up. These motherfuckers are confused, man.
So these studs, they still be out here trying to talk to men. That's how the stud bae got pregnant.
Yeah,
I wonder if she had that baby.
She had to, that was
like
December or November.
That ain't no beer belly. That is not no beer belly.
Yeah,
how
are
you pregnant?
All right, so when you're getting to know somebody, right?
Right.
And they used to be a stud bae, and now she's Ron Burgundy? I mean, and now, you know what I'm saying, she likes dick again.
Wait a minute. Okay, Ron Burgundy, what? Huh? Okay.
What the hell Ron Burgundy got to do with anything? Where that come from?
My point in asking that is, like, is it important to know their ex sexuality? Like, if a dude used to take dick and he don't anymore, is that important information?
I need to know, because at some point you like the sucker the same thing I like the sucker, and I don't want to come home one day and I catch you sucking the same thing I like the sucker. So therefore, we need to know. What?
Okay.
Like, look, I just need to understand. Like, give me the opportunity to be able to accept what I want to accept, because it's not a guarantee that I'm going to accept that about you. But be honest with me and give me the opportunity to do so, because you holding it from me is also omitting the truth, which can also turn into a lie.
So you go tell him all your little dirty secrets too?
I mean, I can tell him. Like, I've been around the world a couple of times. A few.
The nigga said, I've. Don't stutter.
I didn't stutter. I've been around the world a couple of times.
All right, Lisa, stand still.
You know, I still can't find my baby.
Yeah. I don't know. But, I don't know why.
Are you listening?
But I mean,
but
all right. So, how important is it to know? Is it mandatory? Like, if she was Dre, if she used to be a prostitute, is it important to know?
Hell yeah.
Okay, I got one for you, because I know somebody in this situation.
Nigga, you fucking ain't go down on her, you going to take every nigga in the 40.
Jesus Christ. All right, so boom. So I know a dude.
Nigga.
I know a dude, he got involved with this female, and she had to have a rough conversation with him. And the conversation she had with him was, I had sex with a dude. He videotaped it and put it online. So now I got like one or two pornos out there. that my X-Men uploaded online. So, is that important?
Yeah, but I got one in the same situation because one of my closest homegirls down here in Raleigh, she got sent here from Hurricane Katrina, right? She was on one of the, what you call it, the, they sent everybody out. They didn't know where the family was and shit when Katrina happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She got sent here from St. Louis. And she, I mean, not St. Louis.
That sounds like
South
Dakota.
And,
yeah, South Dakota.
She was down
there. She everywhere, though.
Yeah. She was down there, and she got sent here. And we met on CAD. And, like, she was real cool. And she was like, I got to get some money because they had her staying in a fucking gym. It was like one of the gyms down there in Raleigh. And it was like almost 1,000 people in that motherfucker. Like, they had curfew. She was like, I got to get some money, get the fuck up out of here. And she was like, these dudes had met her down there in Raleigh, and they offered her to do three things. And they offered her, I think it was like $10,000 or some shit like that. Something like that. Anyway, she did it. Got the money, boom, got an apartment, got her little damn stick around car. She started working. She was like, she's ashamed of it. She, you know what I'm saying, but she had to do what she had to do to get the damn, to get back on her feet. So what she did was, after she got the foot and shit, the company went out of business. But they had sold a lot of the shit to fucking, to Pornhub. And so she had to get in contact with them, and you know, Pornhub pays you what, like, is it $5,000 a video or some shit?
I don't know nothing about being on nobody's Pornhub.
Right, I don't know why he's trying to confirm their price with us. Like, nigga, we are not the ones to confirm Pornhub prices.
Well, look, you got to watch it for free. Y'all have to look it up. But I know they pay you like $3,000 to $5,000 a video.
Trust me when I tell you. Trust me when I tell you. They're not paying you $3,000 to $5,000 a video, and I don't know their monetary scheme, but I know it ain't that.
Well, I know they had to kick in. They had to give her. They had to reimburse her a lot of damn money because she threatened to sue them because they didn't know the company that uploaded it. But she threatened to sue them and shit. They gave her the money and they took it off.
So this bitch got paid twice for the same fuck.
Yeah.
Right.
The only way you can find it now, you got to Google her name, her screen name.
A lot of vagina.
And I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it on the radio. But I'll put it in the office.
Would you call it
Kitty
Sounds Very Sick?
So you know he
I wasn't on no damn like, oh, she do porn, I'm a fucker. Nah, we were kicking it for a minute, man. I went over there, we celebrated Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and she invited me down for all the holidays and shit, when she, you know, since she got her kids back, her two kids. Went over there, we kicked for a long time. We still friends to this day. She comment on my page every day. Wherever I post,
nigga,
she comment on it, or she gonna like.
If the bitch is getting $10,000 for three scenes, you got to come at least with $4,000 to get that monkey.
Nah.
That meatloaf.
It wasn't even like that. I promise you it wasn't. And I got pictures of her in my phone.
So why are you telling all her business?
She don't listen to the show.
Hmm?
But I never said her name. I never said her name.
But she know who she is.
She don't listen to the
she
show.
She know
I
who she is.
Smart.
She know her life.
And so do poor her.
But here's the thing, Dre. The show is recorded. So if you post the link, you can. So let me ask you this. Is it okay to be getting to know multiple people at one time? Like five guys at one time, you just getting to know them? Is that okay?
As long as you keep it hot and let them know they got competition, yeah. It's okay.
You got competition in these streets, brother. Listen, I make everybody feel special.
Right. See, that's what I'm thinking.
Yes, you want to be honest, but I don't have to be forthcoming with every piece of my life. You know what I mean? Knowing that you're not the only one I date should be enough. Knowing that I date five women might be too much. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, you don't make me special anymore. If you're dating all these women, you special. You got a good. Your reason is different than their reason.
Like, listen, if you don't see your specialness, or your the fucking thing that makes you who you are, then what I'm with 1, 2, 3, 4, 20 women, it don't make a difference because you don't see why you special. So how the fuck I'm gonna see it if you don't see it?
Look at it. Won't he do it?
Look at it. Listen.
So y'all the same. Same way.
See, that wasn't me right there. That was the burning bush.
That was not the burning. Okay.
See,
I want to tell you about drinking and smoking while I'm talking to you because you're going to choke and you're going to die.
I mean, thank you for the fucking positive, uplifting message. I'm going to fucking die. Like, thank you. I appreciate that shit.
Negro,
you almost
got earlier in the show from laughing because I said something and you was drinking and you almost choked on yourself.
Yeah, but the way that you said you go die, I swore I heard a smile on your face when you said the shit. I didn't appreciate it.
I would be sad if something happened to you, Ron. Like, legit, I would be sad. I would be sad.
Yo, real talk, I was having a conversation with my daughter, and I let her know, like, preliminarily how much I'm worth to her dad. Nigga, the look that came into her fucking eyes, I didn't like.
You bet. Don't let her cook nothing ever again. Don't let her cook nothing. Daddy, I'm trying to learn how to make this vegan food for you. Come help me. I'm not hungry. You ain't got to learn how to cook it.
And then I hit her with the parent version of I'm just joking. I hit her, but you know you got to split that with your sister, right?
Nah, you're not trying to kill your sister.
You know, I'm only half as worth it. You got to split that with your sister. Now I realize I got multiple fucking shits, but I was like, fuck that. She looking at that shit like she even got a come up. I was looking like food to my fucking daughter. I ain't appreciate that shit.
Yeah, dope.
Anyway, so all right. So when you meeting these people, right? How soon is too soon for the introduction to the children?
I need to know and feel like your duration is going to be a long period of time. Then guys that I've known for a very long time, and they've never met my child. They know I have a child. They've seen pictures of her, but they ain't never met her. The last person who met her was my Tina, or what's her name? My Toya, my Tina, whatever. And,
stupid.
What?
Right.
Yeah, you know that's the outside Tanya, my Tanya.
Right.
And that was the last person that met my kid. And you have to realize that person is still in my life, and they still acknowledge my kid, and my kid still acknowledges them. You know what I'm saying? But I need to feel like your duration is going to be a long period of time. Like a long period of time, like kind of like forever. Because some of these niggas, they can go about their business tomorrow and I'd be fine.
Hmm.
I mean, I'd be all right. And that was
so,
one of my... So
there's no amount of time. It's just a feeling. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, for me, it has to be a feeling. Because like I said, there's been dudes I've known for years. Our kids are the same age, and we met when they was in the sixth grade. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, you know I got a kid. I know you got a kid. Like, I ain't never met theirs either. So, yeah,
right.
What's the point? We know what this is. All right.
Oh, no. Our children don't need none of this meatloaf and fucking bun and hot dogs.
None of this meatloaf and buns. They don't need no buns with potatoes and weenies. They don't need none of that.
Listen, this picnic is not for children.
Exactly. See? Exactly.
Just a hedonism barbecue. No children allowed.
No children allowed ever. Ever.
Until they get grown and we got to tell our friends, y'all better not look at my daughter like that.
I will punch you in your face.
Fuck, I'll shoot a nigga. Fuck you looking at my baby and her fat ass for. Leave my daughter fat ass alone.
Listen, you better. And she's skinny and busty and got a little bun. Listen.
Yo, the other day, my daughter was like, Daddy, give me the car keys. Let me go to the car and get whatever she has to get. So I knew it was niggas outside the building, right? So I was like, in my mind, I did a doo-doo-doo. He down there. All right, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing an inventory of which niggas, you know what I'm saying, is the grimy motherfuckers. So what I did was I gave her the key. She left out the door. I gave her like 5 seconds. I walked to the balcony. And from where I'm standing on my balcony, you can't really see me unless you turn to look up at me, but I'm seeing everything that's going on. And I see my daughter as she walks out. I see them as they talking. And I seen everybody's reaction. And one nigga had to look. You know what I'm saying? And it was the nigga I knew that was going to look to. I'm like, damn. Because they all know that's my baby. You know what I mean?
How did they not know that's your daughter? You don't let her come outside?
Exactly. What happened?
How did they not know that's your daughter?
Right, exactly. There's no way they can't know. You know what I mean? So, but some of them is like, some of these motherfuckers, even though I know what I'm saying, they good, decent gentlemen. Yeah,
they still
I didn't even believe that myself. I didn't even believe that myself.
They still men. I mean, they're still men.
Exactly. They're still men.
This is like with my pictures that I posted. Like, I got all of these likes and all these DMs and all these inboxes. I post old regular schmegler fully dressed picture, and I get like 20 likes. Nigga, I look good in clothes, too. The fuck? What's wrong with these people? So,
18
yeah,
when you take
men.
Away me and Dre's.
I don't like him.
I'm just saying.
I've determined in life that, I mean, I'm just not going to like you the whole way through. Sometimes I'm going to like you sometimes. Other times I'm not going to like you.
Not the whole way through. You know they got term life insurance. Well, nigga, this is term liking you. I like you for a certain term. And then we might re-up after that term is over. But fuck it. This ain't straight through life, nigga.
Why they put almonds on that salad? Oh, they ruined that salad. I'm watching a commercial. What? Yeah.
Okay. You getting to know somebody.
Right.
And they fucking diet is just some shit you can't fuck with. Or the way... I got one even better for you. So I'm standing up there, me and my daughter are talking. And my daughter is... Something came on TV and somebody was smacking when it was eating. And I was like, yeah, see, that's like Uncle Big. Right? And so my uncle, he eats like this.
Oh, he moans when he eats.
So the nigga is fucking humming to himself how good the food is and smacking at the same time. Now, when I said that, my daughter reminded me about her aunt. From her mother's side. She said, but what about Aunt Renee, Daddy? Oh, shit, that's right. Your Aunt Renee do eat like a fucking animal. Yo, when she eats, her finger goes to her mouth.
Remember, like, how John Witherspoon used to do, like, pops?
Oh, God.
She eat like that in real life, nigga.
So, okay, that really happened to me. This situation really happened to me. So I had gone out with a guy, and we had gone to Chili's, right? And anybody who knows me knows that I love Chili's, and it's hard for you to jack it up. But, so he's sitting across from me, we get our food, and he eats like a cow. Like, he's chewing like a cow or a horse, or like he has some type of cud in his mouth.
Like, he's about to get the Experian boost.
Right, like he's chewing like a freaking animal with, like, you know how when a cow is eating grass and the way that their jaws are moving, and like they're moving
mm-hmm.
to like they're not moving to the same side at the same time. Type
the top one go left to right, the bottom one go right to left.
Right, like it's just it's just a hot mess. And I didn't even eat all my food because of it, because I was like, I'm so disgusted. I was like, yo, this nigga eats like a fucking cow horse. And this is
a cow horse? You called it a cow horse? I think he eat like a horse.
You know.
Of course he. Oh, shit.
A fucking farm animal out here on the range.
Well, McDonald had a farm, and this nigga was all in them.
And so it's all, and then so I was like, okay. So because we were actually going to a concert that night, too. So dinner was first. So I was like, damn, I got to stay on this date because I'm trying to go to the concert, right?
Then it's just the pregame. Like, I can't even leave this nigga yet. If this nigga order popcorn at the fucking concert.
Like, yo, I was so fucking mad. I was like, oh, God. And then it probably didn't help that I had got a drink, too. So now, sitting here, and I done got sleepy because I'm just not enjoying myself because I'm turned off at this point. And so we go to the concert. We have, like, we're up singing and dancing at the concert. And I'm like, okay. He's like, so what you want to do now? I was like, you can take me back home. Like, you can take me back to my homegirl house. My car is there. Yeah, just take me back there because I didn't have him picking me up. I didn't have him pick me up from my house. I had him pick me up from my homegirl house.
So, yeah, he picked you up from old McDonald's.
On the phone. Right, exactly. So I was like, okay. So then I was like, well, he invited me to another concert. And I was like, dang, this nigga really know how to try to get to me because he know I like concerts and shit, right?
Right, right.
And this time I had to drive to Hampton to go to the concert or whatever because it was at the Coliseum in Hampton. And so I was like, okay. I kid you not. I ordered food from, like, he was like, well, you got here a little late, so we don't have time to go to dinner, so we're just going to go to the concert. We can get something afterwards. And I was like, well, everything's not going to be open, so I can just stop somewhere and get me something. Like, I can stop at, like, Cookout or somewhere and get something. He was like, you sure? I was like, yeah, I'm good. So he didn't get anything to eat, thank God, because if he would have got something to eat, and I'm sitting there in my hotel room looking at him eat, oh, my God. I would have done.
Man, nigga, we going to Cookout and you getting a milkshake.
Oh, you get a milkshake and a Sprite or some shit because you on a liquid diet. It's beauty.
You getting a strawberry milkshake and a motherfucking medium Sprite.
You can't eat no hush puppy, no french fries.
Not even
no
strawberry because we're going to be having them pieces of fucking fruit.
All you get vanilla chocolate. That's all you can have. Nothing that has any cookies, nuts, and berries, none of that.
Oh, shit, you
so
stupid. There is none of that.
None of that.
You can only stick to vanilla and chocolate. Vanilla and chocolate. You can't chew up nothing. You chew like a fucking oil. And so the next day, my daughter called.
Nigga, chew clockwise. How the fuck are they chew clockwise?
Why your lips go like this? I don't know. But the next day, because he didn't stay with me at my hotel. He left. Like, he purchased the hotel. He purchased
sure
the hotel and everything. He
mm-hmm.
left. No,
yeah,
I kid you not.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, I know.
Ron, no. He's definitely not the type of guy. He's definitely not
all
the type
I know,
of guy.
All I know, the nigga eats food like that, the nigga might eat pussy like a motherfucker. That's all I'm saying.
No. No, I want you to be able to savor your food and not munch and stuff. So I clearly don't
nigga,
want you to munch
that cow horse get on that monkey. Your legs shaking, nigga.
I'm uninterested. You hear me? Uninterested. Nothing has ever moved when I look to that person. Like,
oh,
even
shit.
Every now and again, he'll inbox me. He's like, hey, I really want you to come back and visit me. I miss you. What? Huh? You miss me? Who? No, I ain't got time. I'm flying around the world. Nope.
You're
stupid. When you're going to be in Norfolk, I don't come to Norfolk. You know? I lie. I do. Some people I will lie to with the queens. Like, you know what? I don't even come that direction. My flight don't take me that way. Matter of fact, we only do turns.
I ain't been that way in a good 4 or 5 years. But I just saw you last weekend.
No, you didn't.
What, me?
No, you didn't. You saw me do a turn. I did a turn. I was in there for 30 minutes.
You stupid.
I was at 30 minutes. I was there for 30 legit minutes.
I did a turn.
I did a turn. This is like now.
That was
an
about
face,
of course.
Like, now we don't even go to D.C. like that. Like, if we do go to D.C., we do a turn. We don't even overnight in D.C. that much anymore because, for whatever reason, now D.C. is like, yeah, the planes that come in here need to have a first class. We ain't got no first class on that. So.
How about that?
You can sit in the front.
Play that shit.
You can sit in the front with me in 1A or 2A, but that's about as first class it's going to get.
About the first class you could get.
You right,
we ain't got
galley,
first class.
Food.
We just got front class.
Yeah,
they got front class. Like, you get in the front of this motherfucker. Ain't no first though.
So yeah. Can you tell if somebody's uninterested in you? Because I don't give off the vibe that I'm interested. I don't even answer half of the messages that you send. So what makes somebody still think that you're interested?
I mean, that's complicated, man. I mean, it's a mix between how in touch with reality they are, how in touch with reality you are. You know what I mean? Like, how nice you are as a person.
Mm-mm.
Like, I know some females who are just nice people, right? And dudes
they must be hoeing
will say something to them.
Off.
What happened?
Oh, they
must
be hoeing
in
the street because you dropped off.
But you know how, like, some women are nice, and a dude says something to them that's, like, borderline, like, not disrespectful but not appropriate, and her niceness, she brushes it off. Well, what that does to a lot of dudes is that emboldens that dude to even go a little step further to the left. You know what I mean? Sometimes, like, her niceness is really, you know what I'm saying, working against her. So, I mean, I don't know. Some of these motherfuckers.
But what, but so, okay, so her niceness, so I'm mean, okay? I'm real mean. I'm meaner than an old rattlesnake.
So now that goes to his in touch with reality. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So if he's not in touch with reality, with you being like, all right, son, I really ain't fucking with you. Can you get your course out of here? So this motherfucker looking at you.
Get your course
like,
out of here.
Right. But then he say,
That's her pet name for me. You see what I'm saying? She got a pet name for me, Corsi.
No, she likes me because she got a pet name for me.
You see what I'm saying? That nigga ain't in touch with reality now.
Why do you call me Corsi? Because you treat like a corn, a cow, and a horse.
Why else would I call you Corsi, motherfucker?
Do you not see what two words I put together?
Do you not see yourself in the mirror? When you looking down into the pond and you chewing, you don't see the reflection of yourself, you fucking farm animal?
No.
Nope. But yeah, so I mean, that's about people, you know what I'm saying? Having that, how in tune in reality are you? You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. some people take, lady I used to work with, she used to say, are you picking up what I'm putting down? You know what I mean? Some people don't pick up what you put down. You put down, like, let's just be friends, and they pick up, you my fiance.
So listen, okay. So, again, with the whole get to know you stuff, how soon is it too soon to have, like, pet names? Like, hey, baby, hey, bae, hey, sweetheart, hey, honey. I know
bitches that do that shit in the first conversation.
Okay, I thought it was just me if this nigga did this. And I was like, yo. And then has the audacity to be like, you know what? Hey, my wife. Nope. I like to decline this.
Whoa. Not only would I like to decline, I would like you to never repeat that again.
Listen, keep in mind, let's put things together. Let's put this together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it all together. This is the same mofo who sent the unsolicited penis pic, but I'm your wife. No, nigga, somebody else got that in their phone.
Mm.
I'm going to guarantee you they got that in their phone. I know that somebody else got that in their phone. I'm not your wife. I'm not. No. Mm-mm. I'm the young lady that you like to get to know.
You stupid. Let's be accurate.
Let's be honest and accurate here. Let's be. Because I don't want you to get so deep into whatever feelings that you may or may not have. And I'm like, yo, sir, you don't mess around and get your feelings hurt messing with me because you too deep too soon. Because it's babe. What? Huh?
I said, you know, nigga. You have the ability to say something and mean something, but it sound like something total different.
Just be an example.
You have a way of saying something negative in a country humorous way so that it goes over. You'll say something to the effect of, I'll give you an example. You'll say, I'm freestyling right now, but this is close to, you know what I'm saying, some shit that you would do. You say, oh, look at you, you little pumpkin booty. Know what I'm saying? And motherfucker, know what I'm saying? Pumpkin booty, that sound right. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Why you call it a pumpkin booty? Know what I'm saying? Because that shit, know what I'm saying? Don't nobody want to eat that shit. Know what I'm saying? Like, so. That's why you.
Sorry.
You know what I'm saying? That's why you call it a little pumpkin. It sounds like nice, like little pumpkin booty. Like, that sounds like nice, little pumpkin. You know what I'm saying? But then you find out why, and I said, don't mind, I don't eat no fucking pumpkin.
Never.
Ain't nobody eating that bitch pumpkin booty. You see what I'm saying? So that's shit that you say shit like that. I mean, so now that I put it like that, do that sound like some shit you would say?
Okay. No, I mean, you be saying some nice shit like, all right.
I was in, I had to be fifth, maybe sixth grade. No, about seventh grade. Miyoshi Roberts.
Hey, okay. I went to school with a girl named Miyoshi, but hey, wasn't Miyoshi Roberts because she was older than me. Dang.
No, she went to school with you. She might have been my teacher, but she wasn't in my class. We might have been in the same class, but we both wasn't learning. One of us was teaching, one of us was learning. Yo, nigga, you heard, you said that, you said, you was like, I went to school with him. She said, oh, no.
It's a different one. It's definitely a different one. Definitely.
Yo, you were like, oh, no. It can't be the same. Fuck you, nigga.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, shit. But Miyoshi said to this girl one day, and I forget the girl's name she said it to, but she said, you would be cute if it wasn't for your face. Nigga. Nigga.
Hit you, baby. You got a cute personality, but your face, it beat down.
Your orifices is nobody don't want pumpkin booty.
Your messed up face. Oh, pumpkin booty.
Oh shit. So yeah, you remind me of him, and Miyoshi was a cute light skinned, know what I'm saying, had a bunch of thug-ass cousins and, you know what I'm saying, friends and all that shit. So she thought she was the shit, you know what I'm saying, and she was, you know what I'm saying, a little fucking intimate teenage, pre-teenage, you know what I'm saying, 11, 12-year-old like we was. But, yeah, that was crazy. That reminds me of some shit that you would say.
I'll probably say that to somebody.
Hey, baby, I just love your aura. My aura? Yeah, your aura, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked at you all day, so I don't know what the fuck you look like. But last time I looked, you wasn't too pleasing on the eye.
So you ever look at somebody's picture and you be like, you know what? I think this is what they do for a living. This is a picture. You don't look at nothing and you be like, oh. And let's say they're on a flyer or whatnot. You don't even read the flyer. You just look at the picture. You're like, they look like a minister or a pastor or something, right? So you don't really ask. You don't really ask, right? So you just like, okay. Until you're having a conversation with them and they send you said flyer. So now you got to read said flyer, right? And you're like, excuse me, I got a question for you. I mean, and I don't want to sound out of line, or I don't want to assume anything, so I just want to make sure that, you know. Are you somebody's minister? And they'll be like, well, yeah, I am. I was like, I knew it. Because in my head, when I looked at this picture before, I was like, that's somebody's youth pastor. That's their youth minister. And then I was like, well, are you a youth minister? And they were like, no, I'm just a minister. I was like, oh, okay. Look more like a youth one.
First of all, you stupid. I mean, you ain't like a whole minister. You're like a minister. You ain't deterred yet.
But you look like you're somebody's youth minister. No, but the person is a minister. But I was like, but you look like a youth minister. Like, you look like you work with the kids and the youth, and you try to keep the teenagers together and the college students together. And that's what you look like. But you're not. But that's okay. Maybe my question is this, though.
Nigga, you ain't got no other pictures of yourself other than the flyer for fucking First Baptist Tabernacle,
listen,
AME.
Listen,
No, they did. They did have other pictures, but I was just like, you look like a minister. Like, and
but what I'm saying is, but he sent a flyer of some church shit, or he just was always in Steve Harvey's suit.
That he was he was sending me the flyer because he was getting ready to have an event, and he sent me the flyer to be like, hey, I'm having an event. Here's the, you know, thing. And I was like, I didn't ask before, but I'm going to ask now since I have said flyer. Are you the minister? You know what I'm saying? Because you look like you're somebody's youth pastor.
You look like a TD. TD Williams, TD Smith.
You know, you look like,
you look like a
you
TD.
You're going to pray for me. Okay. Because you know I'm sick. Because you know, because the thing is, you don't know me yet. You don't know me. But I'm you're probably going to pray for me every day.
And if you don't pray for me every day, then you ain't doing your job, because I need prayer.
Listen, because someday the Lord holds my tongue.
Your fucking meatloaf. Nigga, let me take grace over your meatloaf before I eat.
See, this is the thing that I was saying before. You're the same person who sent the unsolicited.
You telling me the youth pastor is sending dick pics unsolicited?
You remember me saying, I hope because of what you do, I hold you at a higher respect, but you send unsolicited.
So you got one of God employees' dick.
Yeah.
Take that shit to HR. Go right to HR.
Go
right to HR. That's like Mary Magdalene or fucking Paul or fucking one of the fucking apostles. Go to one of them.
No. I need to talk directly to Jesus. I don't just send Paul down here. Don't just send John. I need to speak to Jesus. Get him down here.
I need Jesus.
Jesus.
I need him right here immediately. Emmanuel. Yeah. Emmanuel, bring your ass down here, man.
Get him down here. I need to talk to him. Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Now, get him down here. Get him down here. Now, matter of fact, tell him to bring God with him. I need everybody.
Everybody. Whoever up there, come on down.
Come on
down. Everybody got to hear this shit.
Everybody in the front office.
Everybody got to hear this shit. Do you know what this nasty motherfucker, part of my mouth, God, this nasty motherfucker, well, don't be mad at me, God. You don't fuck Jesus, mother.
While she was married.
You done made this nice, cute woman a side piece. And you want to be mad at me because I said motherfucker, because this nasty motherfucker is sending kitty dick pics.
Listen, I like Jesus. Let's talk about it. I need to know how this works in your policy. Because for what I understand about you, Lord, you know, I get it. But clearly, he ain't too sharp on his job. He ain't too sharp. He too big.
Now,
we can talk about
it. Did the motherfucker, was it in his house or was it, like behind a pew or, like, near the tambourines? Like, where did he put the dick out at?
It looked like he was laying in the bed. But my thing is that, yo, dude, you don't know me from Adam. I could be as evil as the serpent, or I could be.
He has to be much more careful with his penis pics.
Thank you. Be careful with that. Be careful. Because, and I wanted to say, sir, you need to adapt a policy, because I got a policy. You know, I've been talking about my policy. You know what I'm saying? So, you need to get you a policy. You need a better policy, because you out here ministering to the people.
Now, is that the no leaving the home with no drawers policy? Is that the no no see, no sent, no send policy. So if you ain't seen it, you don't know the scent of it, then don't send me. Is that policy? Or is it the policy that wait, what's your other policy? Wait, you got one more, you got one more. Or is it the if you're not this height, you can't ride this ride policy? which policy are we referring to?
The policy of if you ain't never touched it or anything, or seen it in person, touching.
Seen it since? That's the policy.
Right.
If you ain't seen it, you don't know the scent of it, then don't send it.
Then don't send it. You don't get it.
Okay, that's the policy.
Because,
you know, you got a couple policies.
Listen. And look, my
I mean, you ain't the easiest
working.
Woman to please. You know that, right? you know, you do got, you know what I'm saying, a couple of criteria.
What? I am easy to please. I am very easy to please. There's nobody out here doing no dumb stuff. Like, that's just dumb.
Okay.
I am still some random chick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No. You are 1,000% correct. He don't know who the fuck. Listen, you could be from fucking Moss 307, you know what I'm saying, and try to take down his fucking whole congregation.
Mm-hmm. You know your pastor out here sending his wane through the internet.
You could be
the
from the fucking Lubbock, you know what I'm saying? From the fucking, you know what I'm saying, Shiloh Temple.
First of all, you know that's the beginning of the name of my chat, dummy.
You know who the fucking, you know what I'm saying, the fucking Lubbock Delamine.
I'm done talking to you.
There ain't no fucking better than motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, Ebenezer Baptist, you know what I'm saying, 3-day Adventist on a Tuesday, AME.
And you out here on Wednesday, finishing your wings to the street. You out here praising the Lord on Sunday, but come Wednesday, you for the street. What?
AME.
For the street, AME. You know, African deficit. You're out here.
Oh, shit. Oh, for the street,
like, you know
AME. That's the name of the motherfucker.
And you wonder why I'm like,
congregation.
I wasn't ready for all that. And I said back then, I was like, I wasn't prepared for you to do that. I don't know why you did that.
I wasn't looking for your biblical beef, nigga. I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't looking for your BBs. Yeah.
I didn't know that was going nigga. Oh, shit.
I didn't know that was on the menu for today.
I didn't know. Excuse me.
I didn't know. So, yeah.
But now that I do.
Now that I know that your biblical beef is on the menu. What do you want me to do?
Now I know our relationship has elevated to all of a sudden.
Exactly. So I would like to have some water that somebody's going to turn into some wine, and I'm just going to go sit down somewhere. I'll take a communion crack
while several glasses of said water.
Said water. Because, as a matter of fact,
several
while we're here, get Jesus down here.
Again.
Jesus.
Yo, Manuel, come back down again. Yo, Manny.
Get him back down. Get back down here, Jesus. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Your man's in them. He's out of control.
You got issues.
Why do I have issues?
I don't know.
All right.
I got one for you.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay. Then we're going to wrap it up. Because I got to be up at like 6 o'clock.
Who is the last person that gets the introduction, parents or child?
Well,
I guess you can, so we'll get the first one too. No, I'm saying whatever, either or.
And usually for me, it was at the same time.
Okay.
At the same time, because it was a family event, and my family was there. So my daughter was there, my parents were there, my brother was there, my sister-in-law, like the family was there. My little best friend was there. You know, I love her. That's little best friend. And as a matter of fact, it was her birthday party.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Because I know, like me personally, it's going to take more for you to meet my mama than my baby. You know what I mean? It just seemed like a little more.
My mama, she might get attached to you. And I'm like, mama, I let him go because he ain't trash.
All right, you know
mom,
what?
I know you liked him, but the person you liked is not the same. Look,
Ma, did you see this motherfucker eat, Ma? Did you see him eat? He was a course.
of course
he was a course.
Yeah, like, he was, the, what's the,
oh, God, what movie is that? Jesus
with
Christ.
The Ed.
Not even a movie.
What are you talking about?
TV show. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. He's talking horse. Yeah. This nigga out here looking like
that
Mr. Man. Ed in these streets.
You know, every meal. Every meal?
Every meal? Like, are you eating like this? Like, are you this hungry all the time?
M&M's like a fucking course. Fucking steak like a course. Motherfucker eat a salad like a every fucking thing. Sunflower seeds
really?
Like a fucking course. They eat everything like a fucking
everything. Everything. Nigga, why is you chewing that gum like that? Why are you doing your skittles that way?
Grape tomatoes. Nigga, everything. Nigga, oatmeal. Nigga, every fucking
grits.
Nigga eat soup and the spoon go around his mouth.
Broccoli and cheese soup.
And cheese.
Broccoli and cheese.
The broccoli go one way, the cheese go the other.
And you guys. Okay.
Oh, shit. Yo, fuck them. We don't need them. I told you, Kitty, all we need is us, nigga.
You're just as stupid as me. What?
I don't know what you talk about, nigga. Oh, shit.
Really funny.
Give me with his son. Give me with his son.
Okay.
I'm about to go hop in the shower, nigga, and get my fucking outfit on. My brand new old clothes.
Listen, yo, I got an outfit tomorrow. I'm popping the tags on. I just had it, and now I got to pop tags on because we're going somewhere tomorrow. Meet my homegirls. So yeah. Yeah, that's how it's going down. All right, so depending on what the schedule looks like next week, where I will be, I don't know, because I'm on call. I may be in somebody's
video
state. We'll be here. Hopefully, my Keisha Taylor will be here because she just wasn't feeling good tonight, so that's fine. So, yeah, y'all be good. Have fun at the go-go party. Tell me all about it because I like go-go music. I like go-go music. And so, yeah. I'm going to bed.
We're going to see what it is. I'm going to do my report and come back with my report from the fucking the post-co go-go. That's the post-COVID go-go. The post-co go-go.
Uh-oh. Nigga, still take your mask with you.
You heard me, nigga. I'm about to get my elderberry, like four fucking elderberry fucking gummies.
I know that's right.
Nigga.
All right, we'll be out of here.
Build this immune system.
Exactly.
All right, we out of here, man.
All right, have a good night.